Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Red Hot Comic Book Movie News, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back everybody to another episode of The Weekly Planet.
Great start.
Thanks.
Roll with it.
Official podcast of comicbookmovie.com.
My professionals.
James, editor at that website. With me as well as my co-host, Nick, always very encouraging, Mason.
The interrupter.
But it's good though. You're like, press on. Just don't worry about it.
You believe in yourself.
Yeah, that's it.
Sure, you're not good at talking, and that's what we do here. That's the only thing we do.
I don't think I've ever got two in a row. Like, I've never done...
Like, 2 weeks in a row that were flawless.
I don't think I've ever done it.
Wow.
So, but, you know, that could be a goal for this show.
Hey, we've only done 52, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've done 51, so you're a little bit more practiced than me.
I'm very good.
Yeah.
Words.
All right. Straight into the... What is the news?
I don't know, you have the...
Barely the news.
Yes.
I can't remember the name of the segment. That, I'll remember that one day as well. I've literally...
Okay, wait, hangover check. Are you hungover?
Well, no, not entirely, but...
Not entirely?
I drank Thursday, Friday and Saturday, and it's now Sunday.
Mm.
Not by choice. A lot of it was obligation drinking.
Sure.
Because a friend of mine... No, it's not...
To
it's
be
not,
cool.
It's not an obligation, that's right.
Yeah.
A friend of mine's having some problem with his girlfriend or whatever. So, you know, we take him out, show him a good time and be like, don't be sad.
Mm.
But, you know.
Did that work?
Not really.
Did it make you a bit sad?
It made me a bit sadder and angrier and drunker and,
yeah.
And like, my head hurts more.
And daylight savings. So that's
when's that start?
To this morning.
Is that why?
Yeah.
I woke up and I'm like, what's happening? Because, you know, all devices now, like, automatically reset.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, that's going to ruin your whole week now.
Yes.
That 1 hour that you missed.
All right. Doctor Strange news.
Okay.
This is a movie that's happening. Scott Derrickson's directing it. He did Sinister, which you saw.
No.
The trailer for.
No. I'm familiar with the word.
Sure. Joaquin Phoenix is said to have passed on the role.
Ah.
This was like months after they were trying to woo him and he said he was in comic book stores buying comics.
Oh, yes.
And all that kind of stuff. So
a clear sign that you're going to be in a movie, you purchase all the associated media.
That's it.
Buy mugs.
Yeah.
By the lunchbox.
And what was I going to say? Are you sad by that?
Not really.
No, me neither.
Like, he's a good actor.
I like him.
He's good in stuff.
Yeah.
But I would much rather it go to... Actually, yeah. I wouldn't much rather go to... It's fine. Whoever gets it will probably be fine.
Yeah, you're right. Well, they're saying they might be going back to the names that were originally on the wish list, which were Benedict Cumberbatch, Tom Hardy.
I don't like that. I don't like Benedict Cumberbatch.
Because of his... What did you say? He's got no features on his face.
I have probably said something like that in the past. Yes. They're not my exact words, but maybe they were my exact words. Yeah. I don't know. I say a lot of stuff.
Sure. But no, what is it about the Cumberbatch you don't like for the role?
I think it is the no features on his face.
Okay.
I think I see Strange as definitely more, I don't know, older.
Sure. Okay.
With a white at the temples.
Yep.
I don't think you can fake that with,
with fair enough.
Cumberbatch.
Somebody wrote in a while back, and I can't remember who, but they said they were confused by the origins of Doctor Strange, like where he's from.
Uh-huh.
I think there's been some discrepancies, but he's just
a regular guy.
He's from like New York.
Yeah.
That's it, isn't it?
Every superhero, Marvel superhero from the 60s was from New York.
Yeah.
They all went to the same university, I think.
Yeah.
Like him and Banner and Stark and Richards and all those Doctor Doom, they all went to New York University.
Different year levels, I assume.
It's in the same year, I think. Ben Grimm even went there.
What?
And he's dumb.
Yeah, how did he get it?
He won a football scholarship, probably.
Okay, fair enough. He doesn't do much science, does he?
Ben Grimm.
I mean, he is an astronaut, right?
Of a sort.
Is he like... Oh,
I think
no,
more he's
like,
a pilot. He's more like a designated driver than anything.
Don't get drunk is basically
anyway,
his job.
Anyway, Tom Hardy. I'll be on board with Tom Hardy.
Okay.
Doctor Strange.
Sure.
Because he could be smug and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Handsome.
Yeah, sure.
Chiseled.
Sure.
He's not doing rom-coms anymore. Did you read that?
I think he did one, didn't he? And then he...
He did This Means War.
Yeah, which I didn't see, but that looked the worst, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think in it as well, he was like the nerdy one. Like...
That's believable.
Yeah, the other guy, what's his name?
Chris Pine.
Was like the cool one. And they were both competing for Reese Witherspoon inexplicably.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And...
Oh, she's probably nice.
Oh, she seems all right, whatever. And Chris Pine was like, oh, look, I'll give you a shot, whatever, because, you know, I'm normally like the ladies' man and whatever. Like, you're both really handsome.
Right.
Like,
it's... I imagine there was a scene where Tom Hardy pushed some glasses up on his nose and then he hacked something.
Yes.
Like he hacked a spy satellite because he was the nerd.
Because it did mean war.
Mm.
And Jared Leto was the other one as well.
Also, then she was killed with a drone at the end.
Yes. They set aside their differences.
Mm-hmm. Killed her with a drone. And
murdered Reese Witherspoon. Yeah, what about Jared Leto?
Nah, too young and weird.
Okay.
Though he's not even that young anymore.
No, he's not, but he looks really young.
And he'd insist on gothy stuff. Remember what happened with Guy Pearce and Iron Man 3? They insist on a something-something and it ruins everything.
No, I don't agree with that. What about this one? Now, this person has expressed interest, but it said that they're not in talks. Ethan Hawke.
Okay, yeah.
Mm.
See, but everybody would express interest at this point.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, I would like to be in the next Iron Man and get, you know, the next Marvel franchise and get $50 million for a film. Of course, everybody's expressed interest.
Yeah,
I like Ethan Hawke.
Me too. Well, he was also in the movie Sinister, which you saw from the trailer.
Yeah.
So he's friends with Scott Derrickson.
Is that a sci-fi film or a horror film?
It's a horror film. The Bagul. He comes out of the pictures and he takes your family away on a nice holiday.
So it's like The Ring, but more lo-fi.
It's more lo-fi. Though The Ring's pretty lo-fi because it was just a VHS tape. Like eventually that tape would wore out. That ghost would have no power.
Oh, yeah, you could just snap the tape, couldn't you? Yeah. I didn't even think of that. You can just tape over that little bit on the VHS, you know, where you tape it over and then you can tape over stuff on the TV.
Absolutely.
It's just ruined.
So, yeah, there
you
go.
Put a magnet on it?
Put a magnet on it, yeah. But what movie was that? It was Fight Club where they went and demagnetized all the videos, didn't they? Remember that?
Yes.
Because they were against society.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That was a good movie. Mm. All right. Doctor Strange.
Is there a sequel to that coming out?
The sequel comic.
There we go.
Yeah. I believe it's the same author.
We should have been across that.
Absolutely. I think we
probably mentioned
it. No, we didn't mention it, actually. No, but it's set 10 years
after. We mentioned Django Zorro, which
yes.
I'm still looking forward to.
Absolutely. The Fight Club sequel, it's 10 years after, and it's Marla and... Marla? Is that her name?
Yep.
I can't remember.
Marla,
and,
yep.
And...
the narrator.
Yeah.
Who's Tyler Durden.
Yeah, whoever he is. They're living together in, like, the suburbs, and they've got a kid.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of boring, and then Tyler Durden, like, emerges again. And kidnaps the kid or whatever.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Ooh.
It couldn't be as shocking, though, like the second time, like the twist or whatever.
That's a good question. Brett Easton Ellis is...
Wait, the
bad
writer.
Person.
Isn't it Chuck Palahniuk who wrote that?
Oh, yeah, it is too. I'm thinking of American Psycho.
Yeah, yeah.
Chuck's great.
He sure is.
Yeah.
The TV show Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it.
Yep.
So, yeah, great. Fight Club News as well. We got it in there.
We got all the news in. Okay, are there any other options there?
I like Ethan Hawke. Yeah, I like
That's
Ethan Hawke too. It was also said that he turned down Lex Luthor, the Joaquin Phoenix. I think that would have been better for him. I think he would have been a really good Lex Luthor.
Yeah, he's got resting sinister face. We're talking about things that are sinister. Like if he's just waiting at a bus stop or whatever, he's just got sinister face.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't sit next to him.
No, you absolutely wouldn't.
Mm.
All right. The Baywatch movie is moving forward, as
Why?
You heard.
No, what?
The reason I'm bringing it up, though,
okay, good.
Is because The Rock is going to star in it.
Oh, not Hasselhoff.
I'm sure he's going to appear.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd demand it. He'd turn up.
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. Regardless. This is what The Rock quoted on Twitter. Do you want me to read it?
Yes.
I like The Rock's Twitter. I don't follow him, but I pop in. This is my beach, bitch.
rude.
Rumors are true. We're making hashtag Baywatch the movie. Edgy, raunchy, and hopefully funny as hell. Cue slow-mo running on the beach. Hashtag who needs mouth to mouth. Hashtag red shorts be hugging a brother.
Did he get all that in 140 characters?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
He must get special privileges.
He's very good at Twitter.
Yeah.
You ever do a tweet and you're like, that's exactly 140 characters and it's grammatically correct. The other day I got one, I made a tweet, it had a picture in it, it had a link in it, it was grammatically correct and it was 140 characters exactly.
Nice.
I took the rest of the day off.
Yeah. That's awesome. Maybe he gets, because he's a celebrity, they're like, look, you get 150. Like, maybe that's...
Yeah, if anybody would, The Rock would.
Yeah.
So it's going to be... This seems like it's going to be a 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Because
that
was not inherently... Baywatch wasn't funny, right?
No.
No.
Not intentionally.
Yeah.
David,
it wasn't even funny unintentionally.
No, it wasn't. It just was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That the appeal was the swimsuits and whatever, wasn't
correct.
It? But that was in a time when you could have just get 1 billion gigs of pornography onto your computer for free.
Right, like, exactly.
So,
yeah.
You know, whatever. Mm. Great. I'll probably say it. So, eventually.
Who else is going to be in it, though? You don't have to answer that.
I think...
If there are some other funny
in
it...
Bill Hader was in it. I'm not sure if that he's dropped out or not, though. Yeah. But I know at one point he was attached.
Mm.
So, yeah. He'd be good as like a Mitch. Like a parody of a David Hasselhoff kind of guy. Right. I think he could
There was
that.
One guy in that show, and I don't really remember much about the show.
Jason Momoa.
He was not in it.
He was in the Hawaii one. Or
really?
The
Malibu
one. Yeah.
Okay. But there was a guy in the... There were two characters in the Baywatch show that were clearly supposed to represent, like, actual lifeguards.
Okay.
And, like, one was... Like, one guy was just, like, a... Because they were all the male characters were, like, you know, super buff, like, bodybuilder buff and shaved chest and blonde and chiseled or whatever.
Yeah.
There was one guy who was just, like a regular dude who works out and he had, like, a hairy chest and, like, he's bald, like a bald spot.
Yeah.
And he was just, like, in his 40s and he had a mustache.
Yeah, that's a lifeguard. Yeah. That's a standard lifeguard.
Yeah, and I think... Yeah.
Bill Hader could do that.
Bill Hader is that guy.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess if there's more funny people in it, I'll be on board. The Rock's funny.
The Rock is funny, yeah. And he's really good at Twitter, so.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
I mean, he's got a handicap.
Yes.
Because he gets 150 characters.
That's right, yes. Okay. You know how you like video game to movie adaptations?
No. I've never once done that.
That's true.
Wait.
People have asked before, what's the best one?
Prince of Persia is okay.
Never seen it.
Okay.
What about, I think Silent Hill's okay.
Okay,
that got trounced.
Yeah, that's
but
okay.
But it's okay.
Very little about that is accurate to the video.
Triangle face,
sure.
Fogs that roll in.
Fogs.
Girls who are ghosts in beds and they can control barbed wire. I've never played a Silent Hill game.
Okay, well, you found it, though. It's like you had. It's like you drew me through the narrative there.
Yeah. Have you played them?
Very briefly.
Apparently 2's very, very good.
Okay.
But it's got to the point, and I'm not going to go back.
No,
because
it'll look awful.
It'll be terrible.
Jagged
so, yeah.
polygons. Ugh.
That Alien Isolation game's out this week as well. Are you going to play that one?
Is it on next gen?
Yeah, no, and PS3 and Xbox.
See, I'm in the cusp because I haven't bought the next gen yet.
Yeah, me neither.
And so the first game, like to get like the first game is going to be, that's like a $600 investment.
Yeah. You've
got to buy the system and you've got to buy the game.
Yeah.
But I don't want to really buy anything on the previous generation anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to look any good, is it? Compared to the new one.
You're
so,
right. No, I think you've still got a bit of leeway there.
I'm just going to be in, I feel I'm going to be in limbo.
Until Arkham
Knight comes out, exactly, and then I'll be on board.
That's same with me. That's the. But also, I want to get Shadow of Mordor out this week.
Okay.
That's apparently really good. Mm. It's like Assassin's Creed, but you're a Lord of the Rings guy, but it's got like the fighting of Arkham.
Hmm.
So, and there's
that is a lot of claims.
Yeah, but apparently it's really, really good. And there's this is a paid promotion, by the way. No, it's not. Where, like, you know, Assassin's Creed is like build a farm, like make a shop,
yep.
Upgrade all your weapons.
Right.
This one's like it's a much tighter story and smaller world, which I prefer.
Uh huh.
And there's a little bit of kind of leveling up, but it's more kind of just go and kill a bunch of guys and the generals like that escape, like the orcs, then remember you and you go back and they're scarred and they're like, you son of a bitch. So I'm
that sounds pretty good.
That.
Yeah,
yeah
all
it
right.
does. Mm. And in isolation,
do you fight a Balrog at any point?
Probably.
Nice.
No, probably not.
Oh.
I don't know. Because there only is one, isn't there? And Gandalf took him out.
Oh, yeah.
Could
be back.
Yeah, sure. What was I saying? Yeah, there's
Hang on, when is this set, though?
I think it's before and then during.
Oh, so everything works out fine.
Yeah, I think you could. So you could put in a Balrog. Yeah, everything works out fine.
So
yeah.
It doesn't matter. You're,
He's got the
your
guy
participation is irrelevant because the world is safe. What happens after the Lord of the Rings films?
I mean...
The Lord of the Rings story. There's books also.
I don't know.
Okay.
Not much. All the elves fuck off,
right.
As we know.
Yep.
And then everybody just dies eventually. Like Aragorn just gets older.
Are you reading
you're reading
directly from the novel there.
The elves fuck off and everyone dies. Yeah. Aragorn gets older, has a kid, and then dies at like 400 years old.
Mm.
Most of the Return of the Kingdom book, or a large chunk of it, I haven't read it, is just wrapping it up.
Right. Like the movie.
Like the movie, yeah. Anyway, video game movies.
Yes.
Tetris the movie is happening.
Okay.
Would you want a quote from the producer?
Yes. Slash
Threshold's CEO, the company that's doing it.
Threshold.
Yes.
Never heard of him.
It's a very big, epic sci-fi movie. This isn't a movie with a bunch of lines running across the page.
What? But... What is this? This is Battleship all over
it's
again.
Battleship again, yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, this next quote explains it.
Seems a lot like a joke.
Because you also said, brands are the new stars of Hollywood.
Ugh.
So that's what this is. Ugh. People know it.
Vomit. That guy's the worst. Who is this guy?
Larry Can Kazanoff.
Okay.
Kazanoff.
I'm going to look him up during the show and...
relentlessly bully him on Twitter.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what's going to happen, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a movie coming out called Pixels where aliens invade and they take on the shape of, like, a whole lot of 80s
like 8-bit
video game characters. Yeah, okay, and sure. There was a short film based on it, I mean, as well, and I think Adam Sandler is producing it, or might even be in it, and it's Peter Dinklage is in it, and I think Josh Gad, maybe. Okay. And they're, like, video game champions, like, you know, you're kind of King of Kong video game champions.
Right.
And they come in to fight. See, that's a good
idea.
That
sounds fun, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's more variety.
Yeah.
Tetris is... four-piece blocks, and they move around.
Yeah.
That's
good,
it.
Good game, though.
Yeah, really.
But yeah, apparently, you know, it's a Russian game. Mm-hmm. The creator of Tetris... We've gone off track a lot today.
Doesn't matter.
The creator of Tetris didn't get anything from it because he was Russian, and, you know, it was in that era where communism, blah, blah, blah.
He was always rushing around. Didn't have time to pick up the check.
Didn't have time.
I think he's been compensated now.
I hope so.
Alexei... Patrick or something. Alexei Tetrisov. Look, this sounds the worst. Brands of the new... Shut up, Brands of the new stars. I hate this guy. He produced the first two Mortal Kombat
movies.
Yes,
he did. Yeah.
And ensuing TV series and stage show.
There was a Mortal Kombat TV series?
Yep. It was very good.
How long did that last?
Not long.
Was it after the two? Or it must have been after the two.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Any of the same characters come back? Like actors?
I don't think the actors came back, no. But the characters were.
Sure. I mean, all those actors were busy. I find that very hard to believe.
Christopher Lambert would have been busy.
Sure.
Doing something in France.
Yeah. Well, the first Mortal Kombat was okay for the time.
Yeah, it was fun.
You know what was the best part about that? Whenever a character would appear, someone would announce the character.
That was good, yeah.
Which didn't make any sense.
Okay, so Tetris the movie, this sounds awful.
Yes.
I think
we've nailed it. Yeah.
Because there's nothing to Tetris.
No.
What are they going to do? It's like Battleship.
Yeah.
You're going to have to build a whole new story on the top.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, just make a new movie.
Yep. But brands are the new...
Brands are the new...
celebrities,
right,
or whatever.
I've been turned around, yeah.
So, just quickly, the Deadpool movies, it's confirmed that that's going to be set in the regular X-Men universe, so...
Oh, I just saw that, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Whatever. Oh. Makes sense. I'm not surprised. Also, because of the way that Days of Future Past, like, took out all the old timeline, that would include the Deadpool that was in X-Men Origins.
Interesting.
So that's a good way to get around that as well.
Is that what happened in that, at the end of that?
In the end of...
Did that erase that timeline?
Wiped it, because Wolverine was then on a different...
Oh, he was too.
Timelines.
You can tell because Cyclops had different glasses on.
That's right. That's how you know.
That's okay. You're right.
So, yeah.
Okay. So we can have... Okay. So we can have Ryan Reynolds back or not.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm on board.
But I think it'll be Ryan Reynolds. And we said... Remember when that footage got leaked?
Yes.
One of us said. I can't remember who. Let's say it was you.
Yes.
You said...
Unless it was bad.
That the idea behind maybe leaking the test footage was to drum up interest.
Yep.
Because as soon as that hit the net, the internet, that's slang.
Oh, sure.
Everybody... went crazy and was like, why isn't this happening? Whatever. And then a few weeks later, they're like, oh yeah, no, we're doing that. So I think that was on purpose.
Maybe.
Or you think that was on purpose.
One of us certainly thought that at the time. Who knows what we think now?
Now, do you remember I Am Legend was looking to do a prequel or a sequel?
Let's say I do.
One of them was, the prequel was like Neville, the hero's name Neville.
Neville, sure.
You know, it is time dealing with the virus when it first happens. Which isn't that interesting.
Just him in a lab. CSI style with a lot of techno behind him.
Yeah.
Yep.
And because you know at the end he explodes himself with a grenade.
Yep.
Which is the most ridiculous ending to a movie probably ever. Because you know that there's that other ending in Iron Legend. We've talked about this that makes way more sense. That they cut because audiences didn't like it.
Did they cut it because audiences
re-shot it.
Oh, okay. I was under the impression that they had the choice between the two endings. And they went, well, this exploding one has more action, so we'll just use it.
I think they screened it and then they recut.
Because as I understand, at this point, everybody likes the alternate ending more.
If they brought out a sequel and said, listen, this is just from the alternate ending, I'd be like, yeah, well, okay, whatever. Just re-release it on Blu-ray or whatever and be like, this is the extent, this is the cut how it's supposed to be, and then make a sequel.
Or even use that final scene from the first film, or the alternate final scene, at the start of the second film.
Nice.
And then say, hey, everybody, just pretend this is the way it went.
Yeah.
Well, also, it's make-believe, so do whatever you want.
Well, there was also an idea that we talked about this as well, I'm sure of it, that they were going to make Neville a clone so they can bring back Will Smith.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So that's really good, isn't it?
I'm Will Smith, I'm a clone, I could say.
But now, what they've decided to go with, they're going to retrofit a different script that was for a different movie and then reboot the I Am Legend franchise.
I love all the words in that sentence. Every concept in that. As we know, brand's the new celebrities, so why not reboot a retrofit? Or retrofit a reboot, I don't care. Do whatever you want, Hollywood. Ugh.
So that's great, isn't it?
Yep.
They shouldn't have used CGI vampires in that as well. Also, they probably should have made it clear that they were vampires.
And they shouldn't have called it I Am Legend. They should have called it anything else.
Because
at no point does he say I Am Legend.
They should have called it. He's a pretty good bloke.
He's a real, what a legend.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a legend, isn't he?
Isn't he? Yeah. All right, last bit of news.
Yep.
Robert Downey Jr. has been milling about.
just hanging out in an alley.
Yeah.
Just poking at the garbage bins. Just they're like, shoo! Get out of here, Robert Downey Jr. Wow! Oh, I'm thinking of cats. I'm thinking of
stray
cats.
You are thinking
cats.
Of cats, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people keep asking about Iron Man 4 because he's...
Robert Downey Jr., he puts a whole fish in his mouth and just pulls out the skeleton like in a Mad magazine.
The people have been asking about Iron Man 4 because he's only going to appear in Age of Ultron and then Avengers 3. That's the rumor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of implied...
Oh, I know where this is going. What? Go ahead.
Okay.
The Iron Man 4 news. Go ahead. I know
and basically people have been asking about it and all I picked out of here, he always, every now and then he'll say like a quote and it's just nonsense.
Uh-huh.
Like it's like pseudo-intellectual kind of like garbage. So I'm going to read this out.
This is
what he says about Iron Man 4. I'm sure we'll ride that thing. You got to surf that all the way to the shore. I think I was at the forefront of something that was coming into being and I think it carried me as much as I informed it. That's the healthy way to look at it. It's just so easy to become inflated by the success. But... what they really are long, strong trends. It's just another wave.
He just said a lot of words in sequence, didn't he?
Yes.
That's actually not where I thought it was going to go.
Oh, where were
you? Do you have more to that? Okay, here's this guy. This was like a couple of hours ago this came out. Robert Downey Jr. will do Iron Man 4 if Mel Gibson directs.
Yeah, sorry, I should have. I can't believe I left that out.
Yeah,
that's
mate.
Not going to happen, is it?
What else has he directed?
Mel Gibson.
All those Apocalypto films.
Yeah, and you do like Braveheart.
Yeah, okay, right. Will that happen? I would watch that.
Definitely not.
You sure?
It won't happen. I don't want Mel Gibson to do anything ever.
Okay.
He's the worst. But would you want to see Mel Gibson?
How bad could it be?
But the thing is, well, Mel Gibson, and I don't, even it, putting aside that he's the worst.
Sure.
Does he have an eye for comic book movies? Or could he produce something that's...
He did The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, yeah. That, in a way.
That famous way. Comic character, Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, I don't know. Mm. I think that's just people just saying things. That's all this is.
Yep.
So, and I think, you know, we don't really need another Iron Man movie at the moment. Because all the other franchises are taking off.
That's true, yeah.
You can rest on it for a while.
Yeah, I would rather see another Guardians of the Galaxy,
yeah,
for example.
Me too.
Yeah,
exactly. Or another Braveheart movie.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Let him do his own thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think.
find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Time for our thing for this week we'll talk about, I guess.
Our thing for this week we'll talk... that's what we should call it. And every week we get less and less into it, into saying it. Hey guys, this is the thing this week we've got to talk about, I suppose. We have to.
Now, The Flash is out next week, isn't it? The pilot episode. It hasn't been released officially.
Allegedly, it's been out on torrent sites for ages.
Allegedly.
I wouldn't know.
Me neither.
I genuinely wouldn't know. You said don't watch it for this, so...
Yeah, because... It's out next week, and apparently there's an extra 3 minutes of footage in it, in the television one, so that will get people on board.
Do you think it's just the head of DC going, you idiots, stop downloading our stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just a torrent of abuse.
Yeah. So in preparation for this TV show, which they say is going to be amazing, they say, who knows?
They sure do say that.
Let's just go through a bit of The Flash, history of...
The Flash, yeah, okay.
Like, I don't know that much about The Flash, and I have done minimal research.
Sure.
But you're an expert on The Flash.
I've never said
you
that.
You rang me and you insisted that I call you an expert on The Flash.
Nope, didn't do any of those things. Why would you? Oh, this is, standards have been set high and we're gonna ruin them.
Let's say I know some things about The Flash and you know some slightly more things than The Flash.
Great.
Cool. Yes. Can we settle on that?
Yep.
So why don't we go
through... We're
talking
about the programming language, right?
Yes.
For making little animations on the internet.
Okay, like the Homestar Runner. Mm-hmm. So we'll go through things like the different guys with the Flash, his powers, his villains, and whatever.
Yeah, cool.
And then we're going to end on who's faster, Superman or the Flash.
Oh.
And I'm excited for that.
Oh, me too.
So I'd like to know your thoughts. Just tell me now. No, don't.
Okay.
Let's talk about the thing we're going to talk about.
Great.
Now, the first Flash.
Jay Garrick.
Yeah. What's his deal? Bowl on his head.
Yeah, he's got a bowl on his head.
Lightning.
Sure.
Lightning bolt.
Okay, so... The thing about superhero origins, because he came out and he was created in like the late 30s.
Yeah.
The science behind his origin is just nonsense.
Is this the water vapor thing?
It's the water vapor thing. So, he was in college.
Yes.
On a football scholarship or something.
Yes.
Because he's got to be... He can't be an actual nerd.
No, no.
But anyway, he falls asleep in a lab and he inhales hard water vapors. Now, hard water is just water which has slightly more minerals than regular water.
Yeah.
It's mineral water.
Sure.
So that's my favorite thing about these kind of origins is this. For you know, later years, DC would be like, well, some people have the metagene and, you know, if you're exposed to whatever radiation, then it activates and you get superpowers and you go, well, we can't. You know, that's a fun little thing they've invented for that universe.
Yeah.
But in this origin, if you inhale some mineral water gas, you get superhuman speed. How good's that, right?
Inexplicable. How does that even work, though? Like, how does water vapor tie into that? Like, how does it make him go fast? Is it because he's... Does it speed up his metabolism, or...
It's never explained.
I bet it is.
I mean, it's explained. I think, again, like I said, in the DC universe, most people have superpowers because they have a metagene and it's like inherent to them.
Yeah.
And some sort of traumatic event triggers it and they get sometimes powers that are related to what happened to them.
Yeah.
Sometimes not.
Sometimes they just have a freeze gun.
Sometimes they just have a freeze gun. So in this case, he should have turned into some sort of mineral water gas man.
Yeah,
but he didn't. He got superpowers.
The comic was cancelled not that long after it was started.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then it was rebooted revived in the 60s with Barry Allen.
Yeah.
That was the idea, right? We don't see a lot of Jay Garrick, do we?
He was brought back sort of in the 90s.
Yeah.
Because we had Wally West, who we'll talk about later, who became the third Flash. And he sort of needed a mentor character.
Yep.
And so they brought Jay Garrick back.
Jay Garrick's in the Flash TV series, isn't he? Is that his father? But
are we talking about... Yeah, okay.
The new one. Yeah, yeah.
In the new one, his father, played by John Wesley Shipp, was the original Flash.
Yeah.
He's just playing his father.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Yeah, sure.
Fine.
Yeah, whatever, man. Okay, so, also, Jay Garrick has a Super Bowl in his head.
Yes, he does. Because is it actually a Super Bowl?
No, it's just a helmet with wings on it, but it looks a lot like a Super Bowl. Because it's supposed to be like, how do you pronounce it? Hermes, the god of speed.
Okay.
God of speed.
So, right. Mm. Great.
Yeah.
It kind of yeah, it's sort of like one of those, you know, like those World War One kind of helmets as well.
Not like that. It's like a bowl on his head. It's like a big soup bowl on his head. Like he's some sort of Depression era ragamuffin.
Yeah. So did he die of old age or something?
No, he's still around.
Okay.
He's in the Justice Society.
Is he old?
Yes. But the thing about everybody in the Justice Society, because you can't kill any characters in comic books ever.
No.
So they've gone through so many time travel shenanigans and what have you,
yeah,
that they're all kind of like still quite youthful.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that he's in his 90s, probably.
Yeah, he'd have to be.
But they'd be like, minimum. Well, then he fell through a time rip and then blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he inhaled some more hard water vapors and...
he felt, you know, pretty good.
Felt pretty good. They later changed it to heavy water vapors, which is water with more hydrogen in it. I think it's implied that that's radioactive, but it's not really.
Okay,
but,
sure.
But look, it's still water.
It's still water.
He put some water vapor up his nose, right? That's what happened.
Great stuff. Mm. Why'd he fall asleep in that lab? Guess it doesn't matter.
It's kind of important when you think about it. Mm. Probably too many...
Too much football and
science.
I would
say probably too many sock hops at the malt shop. I don't know what they did in the 30s.
No.
Too many hot rod races.
That's right. Yeah,
probably too many dates with his best girl. And then he gave her his Letterman's jacket, and then he was cold, and he fell asleep in the lab, you know?
Brilliant. Mm. So Barry Allen's next, and he's probably the most well-known.
Yes.
I would say.
He was the subject of the TV series.
Yes.
You're
talking the 90s TV series one, and the current one.
And the new one, yeah. And then he... let's talk about Barry Allen. Okay, so his origin, which is more... plausible.
It's basically...
He was a police scientist.
Yeah.
He was in his lab.
Yeah.
A bolt of lightning shoots through his window,
mm-hmm.
strikes all the chemicals. They hit him. He gets hit with a bolt of lightning, some chemicals. He gets super speed.
Exactly. And that's how they showed it in the new series as well, in Arrow.
Yes.
When they showed that happening.
It was a lightning bolt from a particle accelerator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's right, because it was a thing. And Ed from the TV show, Ed, was like, what have I done?
Yep. I regret this intensely.
Yeah. So he's... You know, he's an interesting character. What I find fascinating about that is...
Is he an interesting character?
Though? No.
I find a lot of characters from the 50s and 60s aren't very interesting.
Sure.
They have interesting powers. They meet interesting villains.
Yeah.
They get into interesting situations. They themselves, not interesting. Hal Jordan, boring. Barry Allen, boring. Oliver Queen, up until, like, the last 10 years, boring. Name some others.
Batman?
Boring. No, he's all right.
You know, that's a really good point. There is, especially like these legacy heroes, though, where there's a lot of them.
Mm.
But I find it interesting that that's the one that they've rested on as the go-to Flash,
right,
and not Wally West. Because normally when a few people take on the mantle, people generally just remember the original
one. I have some thoughts on that.
Please do.
But,
share that.
Okay, my feeling is because Barry Allen was the main guy, the main Flash,
yeah,
the only Flash. He was the first... Hang on, if we go back to the orange for a second.
Sure.
Barry Allen... was the first superhero of the Silver Age of comics.
Yeah.
It's 1954 is in Showcase, which was this DC. They're like, let's throw a whole bunch of stuff at the wall and see what sticks. And this kind of did stick. But when he gains his super speed, he becomes the Flash because he reads a Flash comic from the 30s with Jay Garrick in it. And he's like, I should become the Flash as well. We'll get to that later.
So in this universe,
yes,
the Flash gets his name from reading a comic of a fictional universe which has Wally West.
Correct.
Not Wally West.
Do we
want
to talk about parallel universes?
Please.
Okay, so...
Oh, we've gone down a rabbit hole here.
Okay, so one of the things people wonder about in comic books is why is it that some characters have been fighting crime, like Batman has been fighting crime since like 1938.
Yeah.
And he isn't like a million years old. I didn't want to do the maths just then. And like fighting crime into like a bat wheelchair.
Yeah.
And obviously the correct answer is shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up, nerd. But basically what DC decided to do in this case is they said, all right, so all the... Hang on, let me, you can edit around this.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'll leave it in. no, basically what they said was, okay, there's two universes. One of which is a universe in which Batman and Superman and some of those guys started fighting crime like in the 40s, like the 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a second universe where Batman and Superman and those guys started fighting crime like in the modern era.
Yeah.
And at some point, the narrative switched over.
What?
So basically, the first universe, which we're going to call Earth 2.
Sure.
Because
like
that's
the TV show.
Yeah, exactly. Superman, Batman started fighting crime in the 30s.
Yeah.
We saw that happening.
Yeah.
And then we got to like maybe like the 50s-ish.
Mm.
And then we, instead of reading about stories that happened in Earth 2, we started reading about stories that happened in Earth 1.
Okay, right.
So,
gotcha.
So in this case, there's two universes, Earth 1 and Earth 2.
Yeah.
Both of which feature a Superman and a Batman.
Yeah.
But other different, like, B-list characters like The Flash and whatever.
Sure.
So eventually, Barry Allen, The Flash, discovers that there is a parallel universe in which Jay Garrick, the first Flash, is real.
Yeah.
And then they cross over. And then eventually, we had a...
Infinite Crises?
Yes, the Crisis on Infinite Earths, where it turned out not only there were two Earths, there was three Earths. There was a third Earth where all the good guys were actually bad guys. They were the crime syndicate of America.
Ah, of course,
and
yeah.
Lex Luthor was the one hero against them.
Yeah.
Then it turned out there was an Earth 4, which had like all the characters that eventually became all the characters in Watchmen. So like Blue Beetle and Peacemaker and a whole bunch of characters that you never see anymore because they're no good.
Yeah.
And they
were in the Watchmen, or they were going to be in the Watchmen.
The characters from we got off tangents. Let's talk about. Let's go tangents. Let's do some tangents. Okay, so in the early 80s, DC purchased a company called Charlton Comics, and it contained a whole bunch of characters, like original characters. And Alan Moore, upon hearing this, was like,
"Gimme them!
Give me all your characters! I'm gonna create my own storyline based on these characters." And they read his pitch and they're like, actually, you'll sort of ruin them forever. We want them to be ongoing characters we're going to integrate into the universe, but you've sort of ruined them.
Yeah.
So he altered them all
to just be like archetypes.
Yeah,
to archetypes
and new versions of the characters.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because those characters now are completely iconic
and nobody remembers.
Yeah, that comic hasn't been out of print since the day it was, you know, first released.
Yeah.
And
since they snatched it away from Alan Moore.
Yeah, exactly. And all the original versions of those characters, they're B-list at best.
Yeah.
Like some... Okay, what's Peacemaker look like?
Like a big peace symbol?
No, incorrect. Wrong. What does Peter Cannon Thunderbolt look like?
Cannons for arms.
No. You know Blue Beetle?
Yeah.
Yeah. But all the rest of them.
Yeah, Blue Beetle's got a car.
Doesn't really have a car.
He's got a car.
He doesn't have a car.
He's got a car.
Captain Adam, you'd know. He was Dr.
Yeah,
Manhattan.
I know Captain Adam. Yeah,
Where were we?
We've already got the Adam.
Oh, yeah. So that was Earth 4.
Yeah.
So there was Earth X where the Germans won World War II and blah, blah, blah. And then it turned out there were an infinite number of Earths. And then...
Is the Germans win World War II the one where Batman's a Nazi?
No, I think that's a different parallel universe. Because it turned out there are an infinite number.
So there's two... Okay,
there's
so there's at least two Nazi Batman.
Yeah.
But realistically, there's probably an infinite number.
Yeah, and there was Earth S, which contains the Marvel family. So Captain Marvel and Captain Marvel Jr. and Mary Marvel and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
So anyway, it turned out there were an infinite number of universes.
Yeah.
Which is fun from a narrative standpoint, but...
very confusing.
Very confusing. And I guess for new readers, it was like you'd open up a comic book and it was like two Supermen teaming up with a good Lex Luthor to fight two bad Lex Luthors and a bad Superman in a universe where the Nazis won World War II, and people are like, what's going on? So they decided to streamline it, and in Crisis on Infinite Earth, they just crushed it all down
Mashed
into
it
one
all
universe.
So did all their personalities combine? Like all the Supermen had the one personality, or did just one?
No, they
one
just
win?
With Superman, they basically this is in the 80s. With Superman, they rebooted him.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff stayed more or less the same. Batman stayed quite similar. They used Crisis on Infinite Earth to streamline a lot of Superman's.
Like powers and,
yeah, powers,
and what he's done.
So again, Superman was quite hard to work with, like from a narrative standpoint. He's quite hard to work with because he's a guy, especially in the 70s, he was a guy who could throw planets around.
And they just make him do anything.
Yeah, they could, exactly. He could give himself any power he wanted, essentially.
Yeah.
And it was really difficult to have him, you know, it was really difficult month to month trying to write ways in which he would have trouble fighting bank robbers.
Yeah.
You know, a guy who can, you know, punch a hole through the sun or whatever.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, oh no, these bank robbers have got kryptonite lasers for some reason. You know, it'd be that ever. So they're like, okay, we'll use Cross and Infinite Earth. We'll depower him significantly.
Yeah.
And bring his parents back from the dead and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff they've retconned again.
Well, it's all gone now.
It's all gone again. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so what were we talking about? Oh yeah, The Flash. So we're never going to get to a point in this episode. It doesn't matter. So anyway, they basically, when they smush it down in one universe, basically Jay Garrick and Barry Allen were in the same universe.
Okay.
And so I guess he was inspired by the tales of the Flash in World War II or whatever. Yeah, you know.
Gotcha. Mm. So when they smushed everything together, smushed. Like a weird paste.
It's a technical term, yeah. Yes.
They didn't have memory. There was like a whole new universe. They didn't have memories of all the different universes, basically.
A couple of people did.
Okay.
What's his name? Psycho Pirate was it doesn't matter. He's like a D-list villain. He was at the ground floor in Crisis on Infinite Earths. Okay. He still remembers what happens.
Yeah.
And eventually it's since come out in the various, you know, other crises that have happened in the DC universe that there was a previous infinite number of universes.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are like, whoa.
Who smushed them together?
Well, there was a villain called the Anti-Monitor.
Right.
And he annihilated a universe, like one of the parallel universes, and discovered that when he did that, he became more powerful.
And he realized
that if he destroyed all the alternate universes, he would become the most powerful being in existence.
Yeah.
That existence being just him. So he didn't really think it through, ultimately. But anyway, he basically annihilated all the alternate universes except for about four. And then they all the remaining guys teamed up and fought him. And then they defeated him, but then there was only one universe left.
Yeah, okay.
Which was a combination of all those four.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that is confusing.
Isn't it, though? I'm glad we sort of explained it
muddled
somehow. Muddled through there, based on my vague memories of things that happened in the 80s.
But basically, Barry Allen got his powers through lightning and science.
Correct, lightning and science. There, we finally got it. It's also been implied that when he... Because Barry Allen sacrificed his life in Crisis on Infinite Earths to save the universe.
Yeah.
And it's implied that his soul somehow went back in time, turned into a lightning bolt, and struck Barry Allen in the past.
Oh, okay.
So he's a paradox. The Flash is all about paradox. Yes. Inexplicable paradoxes that are upsetting and make your head hurt.
So I guess Wally West is the next kind of well-known-ish kind of one. He's Barry Allen's nephew, isn't he, or something?
He's Barry, yes, he is.
And he also had the same accident.
The exact same origin. Again, I thought we were over these ridiculous origins. But yeah, basically, he went to visit... There's been a couple of showings of his origin over the years.
Sure.
But the one I read, which was sort of in the 90s when they sort of retold his origin. Basically, he goes to visit Barry Allen in his lab.
Mm.
And he knows that Barry Allen's the Flash.
Yeah.
And he's like... How'd you get your powers, Uncle Barry? And Barry's like, okay, basically what happened is I was in my lab and all the chemicals on my shelf were arranged like this. And he super speeds all the chemicals on the shelf exactly how they were. And he's like, then I got struck by lightning. And a bolt of lightning goes through the window. And Wally West gains the Flash powers.
Brilliant.
And nobody's like, nobody, I hope there's an issue where somebody calls him on that.
Yeah.
It's like, that's ridiculous. Why did that...
So that light, was there a storm? I mean, there must have been. What are the chances?
Why would you risk it?
Why would you risk
it? I don't think there was a storm, though. I think it was just a regular day.
Paradox, probably.
Probably a paradox.
Some kind of bloody
paradox.
It's
probably Wally West got back in time.
Yeah. So he was like Kid Flash, though, as well, wasn't he?
He was Kid Flash a while, yeah.
Yeah, he's been knocking about. You like him?
He's my favourite.
Really?
Yeah,
why is that? Because he's the most interesting? Because he's got the dumbest origin. Well, second dumbest, water vapors.
Yeah, second dumbest origin. And we were talking about before why people hooked onto Barry Allen as the main guy.
Yeah.
I think probably because, I think we've discussed this before as well, when people grow up as big fans of a certain character, and then they get to an age where they are writing the stories of that character, I think that when they're writing, when they become comic book writers or whatever...
Yeah,
they're like, well, I'm going to bring back all the characters that I loved when I was a kid.
Mm.
And I think that Geoff Johns, who is one of the main guys at DC,
who
I enjoy his work a lot, but I feel he's guilty of that very much, where he's like, I'm going to bring back everything exactly to the status quo it was when I started reading comics kind of thing. And I think he's like, well, I really like Barry Allen.
Mm.
He was my guy growing up.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring him back.
It's like someone's favorite Doctor Who or whatever.
Yeah, I guess so. And and that doesn't happen.
All the time. People usually the first one you see is the one you like.
Yeah, I guess so, but they're not then bringing back old doctors.
No, they do kind of every now and then.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
And I think, but it's just now the time is ripe for, you know, movie adaptations and TV adaptations and cartoons and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it just happens to be Barry Allen is in that zone right now. So
he's right in the zone.
He's right in the zone. Wally West is the cartoon, Flash for most of like Justice League Unlimited and stuff like that.
Okay.
But he's very vague, that one.
Like what he can do?
The Flash in the Justice League cartoons, you never really learn anything about him.
They've always kind of got the same, whoever they are, they've got the same kind of personality. Like,
yeah, yeah. Just... Well, he's Wally West, but he does have some elements of Barry Allen.
Yeah.
And you only see him with a mask off like once, I think. Very brief. What happens is actually that Lex Luthor switches brains with the Flash.
Sure.
And he gets into like Justice League headquarters or whatever.
Mm.
And he's like, now it's time to reveal who this man is. And I'll, you know, it's time for me to plot my revenge. And he takes the mask off and he's like, I have no idea who this is. Why would you?
Why would you?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, he's just, in the cartoons, he's just this vague, wacky super speed guy.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, sure. Mm. And of course, the last one is Bob. Well, not the last, but one of Bart Allen.
There's so many more.
There's a
lot.
They
just never end.
He's the grandson of Barry, and he was born with the powers, wasn't he? He was like in his genes or whatever.
Yeah, it was right in his genes.
It's right up there. But he aged quickly, didn't he?
Yeah, because he's from the future.
Yeah, he's from the future.
He's the grandson of Barry Allen. And basically...
He's got the Jack disease from
Jack, yeah. Oh, rest in peace, Robin Williams.
Yes.
And basically, he was raised in like virtual reality, so he was then sent back in time to the modern era.
Yeah.
So Barry Allen, like a young Barry Allen, could help...
Did he know that he was raised in virtual reality?
Well, that's the thing. He had a lot when he came back to modern Earth.
Yeah,
actually, and he had a lot of trouble distinguishing reality from virtual reality.
Okay,
it was wacky.
Well, I have that now because graphics are pretty good.
Graphics are great, aren't they? Sometimes you're being menaced by a pterodactyl, and you're like, "Is this real? Is this VR?" Did you ever use one of those VR consoles from the 90s?
No, I never.
Very briefly.
Did you? Which one?
Dactyl Nightmare, it was called.
Okay.
You fought a pterodactyl. You had a gun. It wasn't very good.
That sounds really good.
Mm.
Okay, so any other notable ones or ones that you want to make mention of? Because they're the only four that I wrote down.
Yeah, that's... okay. He's actually not on... Because I'm looking at the Wikipedia page right now. Because I'm like, what are the notable ones? There's one that's not on the list. And his name's John Fox. And he's the Flash of like the 25th century.
Okay.
He's a future Flash. But also, he's also the Flash of the 853rd century. He's in Justice Legion A, which is the Justice League of... Did you ever read DC 1 Million?
No.
It's really good.
Is it 1 Super million great. Years in the future?
It's 1 million months in the future.
Oh.
Because we... it's Yeah.
Because 1 million years is too far. Right?
That's crazy. That's insanity. So it said 1 million months in the future was about 85,000 years.
Yeah.
And so all the issues... It was a company-wide crossover, and all the issues went to issue 1 million. See how that works?
Okay, yeah. Cool.
And it was sort of this crossover that was set, you know, in modern era, but also 85,000 years in the future. It was really good.
Was the Superman the same Superman?
Sort of.
Good.
There was two...
Is that the one where he had like kids and there's like generations of Supermen that like are his ancestors?
There's Superman 1 million.
Yeah.
Who is the Superman of the future.
Yeah.
And he's got heaps of Superman powers.
Got them
all. There's also Superman Prime who exists, who's the original Superman.
He turns into a truck.
Yeah, he turns into a truck, exactly. Let's leave it there.
No, what? I want to know.
Oh, no, he lives in the sun.
Oh, he's the one that lives in the
he's
sun.
He's got a Fortress of Solitude in the sun.
That's pretty good.
He's all gold because he's got godlike powers.
He's got so much
yeah
bloody sun happening.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Yeah, it's great.
That's great. So, yeah, no other versions of Flash. There's like female Flashes and whatever.
Well, there's Jessie Quick.
Came out wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. She's not really... She's sort of a Flash.
But they all also take on different, like one, sometimes they're the Flash and then they're Kid Flash and then they give themselves a different name. The Speedster, that's not one. But you know what I mean? Like,
There's some low-rent versions.
Yeah.
There's Johnny Quick.
Yeah, that's the one, Johnny Quick.
Max Mercury.
Yep.
Yeah. I know, right. All of them... It turns out in the end that all of them... Max Mercury had like an equation that he learned.
Yeah.
That would allow him to be... He'd think of it in his mind and then he'd gain the ability of super speed.
What a nerd.
Yeah, I know, right? But it turned out all of these guys have access to the Speed Force, which is like an extra-dimensional... It's an extra-dimensional dimension.
Well, that's what I've got here. Yeah. I've just written here, Mason, explain the Speed Force.
Oh, Jesus. I don't want to because I don't understand it. Because it's also... It's this extra-dimensional space where... this energy field that enables them to move fast.
Yep.
But they don't really move in that dimension. They move in our dimension, but they tap into that dimension for the speed.
It's like
but it's also
particles.
It's
like Pym particles.
It's like Pym particles. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But it's also like...
You can borrow from another dimension.
Yeah,
or whatever,
and it's also like heaven for super speedsters. Like they die and they end up there, which must be really boring. Like if everybody else you knew ended up in regular heaven and you died and you ended up in...
You have to go to Speed
Force. You have to go to Speed Force heaven and it's just you and a whole bunch of like boring old guys that just want to talk about running. There's just a stack of old like Runner's Digest magazines in the corner, like expired ones, and they just got to Just gonna read those.
So basically, all of these guys can tap into the Speed Force,
yes,
and use that to do anything they want.
More or less. That's true. If we're talking powers, there's a...
Yeah, I got a list here. Okay. Well, the first one is obviously run fast.
No, they can't do that.
Like speed of light, sometimes more, sometimes less.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Like, it depends. Like, I know, I can't remember which Flash it is. He can run on like a beam of light.
Barry Allen can do that. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
That's right, yeah.
They can't fly, any of these guys, can they? But, I mean, nothing that matters.
I mean, if you can run on a beam of light, you can run on a small amount of hot air.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. Mm. There's also things like they can vibrate through a wall, like at super speed and just kind of go straight through.
Well, see, that's another. We were talking about Superman. Hmm. He was too powerful.
Yeah.
That is probably. I'm not sure if it's been said outright, but that's probably one of the reasons they knocked off Barry Allen as the Flash.
Yeah.
Because he had complete like molecular control over every atom in his body, which gives him incredible powers. But again, it's really hard to write for.
Yeah.
Like if he can catch bullets and run through walls and jump on a cosmic treadmill and go backwards in time.
Yeah.
He also built the cosmic treadmill. I don't know if you know that. And you can,
it's just a regular treadmill.
Just a regular treadmill, but he can run on it and pass through the time barrier and go back in time. So it's really difficult to pose a challenge to somebody who can go back in time.
Yeah.
And basically, like if somebody's robbing a bank, you just go back in time to the day before, you punch him on the head, you go back to your time, no consequences, you've saved the day, right?
That's right, yeah.
So it's increasingly difficult to write interesting stories for that. And so when he was killed, they replaced him with Wally West, who...
Didn't have the
training, didn't have the confidence.
He had an exercise bike.
Had an exercise bike and couldn't go that fast.
Yeah.
Like his powers for a very long time were way below Barry Allen. So that was, narratively, that's a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. Run up walls, that's fun.
Sure, run up walls.
Catch bullets,
do all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, though, he can also think so quickly that he's like immune to telepathy because you can't like catch onto his thoughts because they're just like... speeding by or whatever.
He's just reading those Running Digest magazines and he's reading real fast.
And they can speak at like an accelerated rate so they can have like a secret conversation to each other. And I think Superman can also do that.
Well.
It must be really boring being these guys though because everything moves at just snail's pace.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I don't know how these guys exist.
Yeah. There was a storyline from the 90s, just an issue from the 90s with Wally West and it just opens with him in a bank and he's like, bank lines of torture. Like, I'm the fastest man in the world. This is so... And then people just bust in and try to, you know, rob the bank. And he's like, oh, thank God. I can finally...
that's
something to
great.
Do.
Yeah, that's pretty great. Mm-hmm. And also time travel. So, yeah, you mentioned that. He does that all the time. Yeah. Like, or not all the time, or...
Cause there's enough for it to be annoying.
Enough for it, yeah. And it's you're right. It's hard to write for when you've got a character who can pretty much... not necessarily do anything, but you can go anywhere in time and fix anything or whatever.
Right.
So, but anyway, whatever. Mm. Explain the Speed Force, Mace.
I just did, sort of. I don't like it.
We can talk about villains.
Okay.
I took these from a top 10 list, but I also added one of my own, which I thought was interesting.
Okay.
He's called the Fiddler.
Sure.
And he hypnotizes people with a violin.
Yep, great.
I've noticed a lot of the Flash's villains, they're just guys who have like one gimmick. And I don't understand why they pose a threat.
Right, exactly.
And the number one on the list, which we'll get to, he's a famous-ish villain. Uh-huh. But I don't understand why he's a threat at all.
Uh-huh.
First one I got here is Glider.
Golden Glider?
Yeah, she's a female. She was an ice skater, but that's retconned or whatever. Originally, her powers were she'd ice skate and then the ice would appear under her feet.
Right.
And so that's probably pretty good, I guess. It's not much of a power, but
absolutely not.
But you can do a bunch of other stuff. Like, I think you can read minds and
See, there's one. They just throw additional powers. Cause it's not very interesting.
That's it. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, what I find that the part of Flash's villains is that they've sort of formed this rogues gallery.
Yeah,
they're called the Rogues.
Yeah,
and they're not power wise. They're not good, but they're just interesting characters.
Yeah, sure.
Which I guess you have to do if your powers are not great and you get trounced every single time.
Yeah, that's right. Pied Piper.
Yep.
Who I guess is like the fiddler.
Yep. he's got a hypnotic flute.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So there's at least two villains who have instruments who can hypnotize people.
You know what's interesting?
Mm.
The Flash has two villains who are gay and control rats. Is that weird? The Pied Piper is... It's neither here nor there that they are, right?
No.
It's irrelevant. Do whatever you want. But the Pied Piper has this hypnotic ability and he can control rats.
Yeah.
He's gay.
Yeah, sure.
Unrelated.
Sure.
And there's another one that I can't think recall the name of. Also controls rats. Also gay. That's weird, right?
Yes, it is.
I don't understand. Is that a coincidence? I mean, there's literally thousands of villains,
yeah,
like comic book villains in the world.
I mean, eventually you're going to get some crossover, but it's weird that they're both Flash villains. And
yeah.
I mean, I guess also, like, the Flash has a lot of speeds to villains.
Yeah, true,
so,
yeah.
But that's very specific, you know?
Yeah.
Captain Boomerang's pretty famous one.
Uh-huh.
Throwing boomerangs.
Yep.
Again, just a regular kind of guy with a gimmick.
Yes. His son, though, has super speed and also throws boomerangs.
Oh, he's got both.
He's got both powers, yeah.
Is that the kid they
he's
had
like
together?
He's like the Blade vampire hunter yeah. of a guy with super speed who throws boomerangs. He's got all the strengths and none of the weaknesses.
The thing is, though, the Flash could just throw boomerangs if he wanted to, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. Like, he's really good at it.
Like this Captain Boomerang.
He could practice all bloody day.
Yeah, exactly. This Captain Boomerang kid could just throw anything if he wanted to. He could be have the Flash's power and have a rocket launcher.
Like yeah, totally.
He could just grab. Yeah. He could just have be that and do something else. Weather Wizard, who appears in the Flash pilot.
He's got a wand. He's got a weather wand.
Not in the Flash pilot. I don't think he's got. But yeah. So is he actually a wizard? Is he?
No, he's not an actual wizard. You idiot.
Why wouldn't he be?
Yeah, no, he's just a guy. He's got a he's got a weather controlling wand. It's technology.
Okay.
It's not magic.
Sorry, Jesus. The Hadron Collider gives him that in the
Flash,
though.
Oh, I see,
though.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think how it ends, I haven't seen it, Mason, officially. But
sure.
He's making a tornado and Flash runs the other way or whatever.
Does he have a costume?
No, I don't think he does.
Okay.
They'll get there. They're actually talking about the Atom this week and how the Atom, you know, he's being played by Brandon Routh.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
He's not going to suit up as the Atom in Arrow.
Okay.
But they might. So why is he there? What are you doing?
Because they're going to make a lot of subtle hints about shrinking.
Yes.
They're going to be...
And then he might get his own TV show.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably
yeah.
how that's uh-huh. going to go. Savitar.
He'll be stepping out of pools, and people will be like, "Watch out for shrinkage!" And he'll be like, "Brr," you know.
Yeah.
Savitar is a super speedster, I think, but he's
yeah.
got swords.
Yeah, he's
right?
got some other stuff. Uh-huh. I don't know what his deal is.
Yep.
Mirror Master.
Yep.
Manipulation
great.
And mirrors and tricks. He's like Mysterio, I guess, sort of.
Not really, because Mysterio is all illusions.
Yeah.
But Mirror Master can like. Teleport through mirrors and
is
stuff
it
like
magic
that. He's magic but he's technology.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's not magic.
He's not a wizard.
Magic. Yeah. Yeah,
all right, fine. Yeah, he seems interesting.
He's also a mercenary, so in the past he's been defeated several times by Batman just paying him off to not be a villain for a while. Like there was a Justice League issue in the 2000s where, like, you know, all the Injustice gang all teams up to destroy the Justice League, and
yeah.
they've got these mirror powers to enable them to teleport through whatever. And Luthor's like, Mirror Master, let's finish these guys. And Mirror Master's just like, I got a better offer. I'm going to leave. Oh, sorry. You know what it's like.
Yeah, that's pretty great. Batman's so clever.
Yeah. Rich.
Batman's so rich. Mm-hmm. He seems interesting, though, because that's like a guy who has a boomerang isn't really...
It's very interesting.
That's also very interesting. But a guy who can kind of manipulate mirrors and go through portals and dimensions or whatever,
uh-huh.
that's someone who is an interesting counterpoint to
yep.
the Flash, as
uh-huh.
opposed to someone who can hit you with a boomerang.
Yes.
I mean, that still hurts.
I mean, he can try and hit you with a boomerang. And
yeah,
you move at superhuman speed.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Trickster, who Mark Hamill actually played in that TV series.
I remember that.
Yeah, do you know anything about that? What that TV series?
Do I know that TV series?
I don't know you know it, but it was it $1 million an episode or something?
That was at the time it was, which at the time was a lot of money.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, to us, it's a lot of money.
Yes.
Mm. Look, he was a little bit. He was a little in the TV series. He was very second rate Joker.
I was going to say
they clearly
yeah.
needed a Joker analog for this
yeah.
series, and they went like that. In the comic books, he's less that. He's just a guy with a lot of like gimmicky tricks again, which are useless against a guy with superhuman speed.
Sure. Mm. Gorilla Grodd. Or Grood, whatever you want to
yeah,
call it.
Yeah, telepathic super intelligent gorilla.
From
will we see that in the TV series?
Well, I haven't seen it, but in the pilot episode, you see the cage has been busted open of a gorilla.
Yes.
But in the comics, isn't he from a secret gorilla forest?
Yeah, Gorilla City.
Yeah.
He's from Gorilla City.
Yeah, and they're all intelligent or something?
They are, yes.
Yeah,
correct.
But he's like the most intelligent.
Well, arguably.
Sure.
Yeah.
So he has a telepathic helmet kind of thing.
No, he's just telepathic.
Doesn't he have like a little thing on his head?
He might have a little thing on his head, but like he's inherently telepathic.
Okay, good for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he can like, I don't know, he can get punched really hard.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
I don't know. This one we're going to see a lot of, I think, Professor Zoom.
Mm.
There's a few people that have been him, but Eobard Thawne?
I don't know if we're going to see that version.
Yeah.
We're going to see something. So you read Flashpoint, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So in Arrow,
mm.
when we see Barry Allen... talk about, you know, why he wanted to become a criminal criminal profiler and a forensic expert and
yeah.
blah, 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 is because when he was a kid,
mm.
his mother was killed by, like, a yellow blur
yeah.
in his house.
Just a swarm of bees.
Yeah, it was a giant swarm of bees. Giant swarm of bees, they'd been in the custard. It was just a bloody yellow nightmare. Anyway, so he goes to stop this thing from happening, and he ends up a mile away. And so nobody believes him when he says it wasn't his father.
Because he wasn't there. Because they'd say he wasn't there.
Exactly. Yeah. So that is his origin and flashpoint, I think. Professor Zoom. Actually, it's just Zoom. It's not Professor Zoom. It's the other one. There's been more than one Zoom. In addition to there being more than one Flash, there's been more than one Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's Hunter Zolomon, who was a criminal profiler, who attempted to kill a lot of the Flash's relatives because he believed that tragedy made you a better hero. Which worked for Batman.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So
he was trying to make the Flash a better hero? Is that
sort of, yeah.
Well, is he the one that's from the future?
No, that's Eobard Thawne.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sorry.
Because, yeah, one of them modeled himself off the Flash, and he's got the reverse costume colors, yes, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was obsessed with the Flash.
And he gave himself his powers, yeah, using the same lab accident, which I guess anyone can do.
Yeah.
Why they don't, I don't know. And then he got plastic surgery, so he looked like Barry Allen.
Yeah.
And then he went back in time to meet him, and Barry Allen's like,
"This is weird."
Yeah, this is weird. How did you get my face right, but not the costume?
Yeah,
real odd.
And the last one, Captain Cold.
Yep, guy with a cold gun.
Guy with a cold gun. So there's a few guys with cold guns, isn't there?
There sure is.
Yeah, he's apparently a very, very good villain. Like, people like him a lot.
Yeah, again, he's in the Rogues. And yeah, they're more interesting characters than interesting villains.
Yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he has an interesting kind of set of villains, doesn't he?
Yes.
It's mostly just a guy who has something.
Sure, yep. I've got this stick. It makes clouds.
I guess that's... Well, I guess the ring... I just want to quickly talk about the ring. He stores his costume in a ring.
Sure.
With a lightning bolt on it, and he presses it, and it's super compressed, and it comes out, and then he goes into it. Science.
Yep.
And he's like, I'm off.
Correct.
Thanks, guys. So yeah, that's pretty good.
Is there any element of that in the TV series?
Not yet.
Surely not.
His suit, I think, is just like, they're like, we just got a frictionless outfit that you can wear or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think they need to change that suit.
It doesn't look great, does it? I've been saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks too gangly in it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying a 1990s weird muscle suit, but something in between.
I'm saying that.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway. It's hard to do a skin-tight suit, because the Flash is just a skin-tight outfit. That's all it really is.
More or less, yeah.
How do you do that well?
Mm.
You can't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Christopher Reeve, Superman.
There you go.
Solved.
You have to be super muscular.
Yeah.
Which this guy probably is, but not crazy,
yeah,
Hollywood muscular.
Hollywood, yeah, yeah. Ah, now the question, Mason.
Yes?
Unless there's anything else we want to talk about. We mentioned the ring. We mentioned the Speed Force.
Uh-huh.
We mentioned the girl who could ice skate.
Yep.
Pretty much we covered all that.
Ice skate, alas.
Yes. Who is faster? The Flash or Superman?
Okay, so yeah. I know my opinion.
Sure.
I looked up on the internet.
Mm.
Yeah, you're familiar with the internet.
I've seen it.
I wondered what other people
seen
think.
Seen it through a window.
Yeah.
Shop window.
Yeah. I know. I wanted to know what other people think. I don't care what other people think, but I wanted to read it anyway. I just looked up who's faster, Superman, Flash,
yeah,
whatever. Okay, the first result says, I think Flash is relatively faster because of the fact he's named Flash. Which I think is important.
Absolutely.
And very valid.
Yeah.
That's why Flash Thompson, Peter Parker's childhood bully, is also faster than Superman.
That's right.
Because his name,
yeah,
is Flash.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
The Flash is faster.
Yes, he is.
Speed Force.
Speed Force.
I think back in before the invention of the Speed Force,
yeah,
it was more of a...
It was like a neck and neck.
It was a neck and neck kind of... Yeah. Usually what would happen, because there's always like a race... For many years, there was a
there
race
was that
for charity.
Very famous comic, which was that was just them racing.
Yeah, there's been several of those.
Yeah, yeah.
And usually what, in every other situation, it's neck and neck, and then some villains strike, and then they have to beat the villains, and they're like, and then they shake hands at the end, and they're like, well, I'll see you next year, or whatever,
yeah,
kind of thing. But now that Speed Force is not even a competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, I thought as well, in some versions, Superman can fly faster.
Yes.
Without the friction of running on
uh-huh,
the
yeah,
ground
yeah.
or whatever, but so he can fly faster than the Flash, or as fast. But I think it's now to the point where the Flash is just faster, because... Otherwise, he's just a guy who has one of Superman's powers.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Well, see, that is one of the problems with Superman.
Yeah.
We might get into this in a later episode,
because
it'll never be brought up, but who's stronger, Superman or the Hulk?
Yeah.
It's Superman. You'd think it'd be the Hulk, because that's all he's got.
Yeah.
But it's still Superman.
Because of something to do with...
Something gravimetric force.
Yes.
I don't know. We'll talk about it another time.
But isn't the Hulk... Doesn't he just get stronger?
Yeah.
He's got an infinite...
There's a... Yeah. I don't know if he's got an infinite amount of... Listen, we'll talk about it another time.
Sure.
Yeah.
We should do an episode that's just...
Versus?
Yes, people email and said who would win between this guy and this guy, or this girl and this guy, or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because superheroes can be girls too, Mason.
Absolutely. They can be anything they want.
That's right. So, I reckon we do an episode just on that.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, okay, cool.
Next week.
Let's get to that.
Probably not next week.
And if you have any thoughts on Superman versus the Hulk, I'd like to hear them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tweet Mason at Wikipedia Browns.
Oh, please Brown. No, dude, it's great.
So yeah, I don't know.
For the record, Hulk physically stronger, Superman can lift heavier stuff.
Okay, sure, yeah. Gotcha.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh yeah.
Also, the Flash. Also, I remember.
Also, further point: nobody's real in this scenario. They're all made up people. Whoever wants to be the fastest or the strongest,
it doesn't
best,
matter. Doesn't whoever matter. Writes it, that too is, yep. You know, it is that week. But also, I think one of the comics as well, it was said that the Flash was faster because he was used to running at super speed for that length of time.
Uh huh.
Because it's all he does, and right, Superman right. that would wear him down.
I'm a bit puffed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just
friction, chafing, yep. All of that. Mm. So yeah, there you go. We know what it's time for, Mason.
Actually, before we get to that, here's another comment. Here's another comment from this thread about who's faster. Right. Okay. Well, seeing how Superman is supposedly the strongest superhero, then why do we have any other superheroes? Variety. That's a fair point. Even though Supes got beat to death like a little bitch. I hope Flash runs into Superman one day and they both perish into nothingness. That's a bit mean from the internet.
Sure.
Wouldn't you say?
It's uncharacteristic. Mm, yeah, that's great. Is that a Yahoo answer
or
something?
Yeah, Yahoo or something.
Great. Fantastic stuff. Well, it's time for our favourite segment of the show, Mason.
Oh, okay, cool.
What are we reading today?
What are we going? What's reading?
What's good reading? I'm doing a thing.
Great theme song.
Yes. Now, do you have a Flash kind of reading?
I'm going to close this tab on heavy water because I was doing some reading on it earlier. I just closed that over. Okay. What I would going to recommend you read, what you're going to read.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to read it later. Go back to the 90s, like the early 90s.
Ugh.
I know. Sorry. Find yourself Flash 50.
Okay.
Actually, find Flash number 49 and number 50. I'm not really big on... I don't really remember issue numbers or anything like that. But 49 and 50 were the first Flash comics I ever read. And it's Wally West versus Vandal Savage, who is this sort of immortal world conqueror from back in the day. It's a real thorn in everyone's side.
Sure.
Really. But it's this was... the most famous Flash run is probably by Mark Waid, the writer. And that's a very celebrated run. But just before him was this run by William Messner-Loebs.
Yeah.
And it's this one. Mm. And... Yeah, get 49.50 because they're super great.
Sure.
In fact, start at the start. Just find...
Flash number one.
Flash number one, 1954. It's all heavy water and getting
football
hit with
games.
A bolt of lightning. Yep.
Good stuff.
But that's a good run. That's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I'd actually never read it. I'd seen the movie version.
Uh-huh.
I read Flashpoint this week.
Uh-huh.
Which is amazing, obviously. It's basically, for those who haven't read it, the Flash kind of... world gets turned upside down because his timeline is altered.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's for the worse. But it doesn't just affect him. It affects every... Like, the Justice League is disbanded or against each other.
Right.
And there's weird alternate versions of it, kind of each character.
Uh-huh.
The most interesting ones are probably the way they handle Superman and the way they handle Batman.
Who's a Nazi.
Yeah, who's a Nazi. No. Who's, if you haven't read it, Batman isn't Bruce Wayne.
He's someone else.
He's someone else. And I won't spoil it for who it is. But I think it's a really good...
I think we spoiled it in a previous week.
I'm sure
But if you haven't listened to these episodes...
Yeah.
And who does? I don't.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah,
that's
really good.
That's a really interesting...
yeah. I think it's an interesting read, but I don't think... Because it was Flashpoint was the precursor to the New 52.
Yeah.
And I don't think necessarily... I think it was a good story on its own.
Yes.
But I don't think as a lead-in to a whole new universe, it was particularly good.
No,
I thought the event was too small.
Sure, okay. Yeah,
yeah, all right.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, okay, cool.
That's how they've kind of reset the animated movies as well.
Ah, okay,
they
right.
Flashpoint Paradox, whatever it was called. They changed the name and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, even if you watch that movie's still pretty good, isn't it? The Flashpoint.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's called
good,
Flashpoint Paradox, but
yeah.
It's great. All right. Also, I did a video with a guy called Bandit Incorporated Mason. You should check it out.
Okay. You convinced me.
Sure. He's a YouTube guy. He's great. He talks about movies and comic books and plot holes and whatever. And he picked five comic book movie plot holes.
Uh-huh.
and then he presented a solution to them, and then we discussed whether that solution was viable. And it does it the same way that I do, that he puts pictures to things saying things, so it makes it more interesting than people just talking.
Really pops.
Really pops. But it's great. So if you go to his channel, just type in Bandit Incorporated into YouTube, you can check that out. And it's us having like a 25-minute discussion. It's things like, why don't people recognize that Clark Kent's Superman? Why can't... What's the deal with Thor's hammer? It's bullshit. Spider-Man's senses all over the shop, like stuff like that. Yeah. And it's really cool. And he's a great guy, so you should subscribe to that and go check him out. And he's also Australian, just like me and you.
Ooh.
Just like me and you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that was good, because when we did it on the Skype, it wasn't like at a weird hour or whatever.
Sure.
So that's pretty great. All right. That's what we're reading for this week. Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw Gone Girl and Dracula.
I've heard that's excellent.
It is really Gone good. Girl. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I reviewed a couple of movies this week, because I hadn't done one in a while. Because you know that Watch Mojo list?
Yep.
I'm like, shit, I better review some movies. So yeah. People are like, you're just reviewing this because of the thing, because you're on that list. I'm like, yeah, I am. Because, but to be fair,
I got you on a technicality.
I did, yeah. And I dropped the best or worst movie ever thing. But a lot of people don't like it.
Interesting.
I just kind of got sick of it. I don't know.
A lot of people don't like or get it.
No, but people didn't like that I dropped it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
But anyway, maybe I'll bring it back.
Yeah,
maybe I won't.
Absolutely.
All right, got some letters for this week.
I'm ready to listen.
Hey guys, love the show. I have a good idea for a Marvel TV show, Captain America and the Howling Commandos. In my opinion, I was very disappointed with how they used a montage to show them fighting in the war in the Captain America the First Avenger, and none of the Howling Commandos had a personality. Maybe if they get Joss Whedon behind it when he finishes the Avengers and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Maybe it could replace the Agent Carter TV show at one point.
Hmm.
Anyways, thanks for reading. Hope you like the idea. And that's from Ravi. Oh, no, sorry. That's not from Ravi. It's from somebody else.
It's embarrassing for Ravi. Yes. Any other person.
So, yeah, what do you think? I don't think it could happen, but that sounds cool.
Look, I think it is a good idea. I think maybe that's kind of what they're going to do with Agent Carter.
Because
we've seen in the Season 2 S.H.I.E.L.D. pilot, we do see Agent Carter with the Howling Commandos post-World War II.
Yeah.
Immediately post-World War II?
Right about that. It might be actually just at the end of World War II.
Yeah.
Either way, but yeah.
But I would like to see that expanded out. I would like to see the Howling Commandos back for that series.
Even if you can't get Captain America back, which you obviously can't because he's frozen.
Uh-huh.
No, definitely. I'd love to see that. Mm-hmm. That's what the show should really be.
Yeah.
Don't make it an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show so much as a Howling Commandos show. So, yeah. Yes.
But, and I don't know. Like, that Captain America and Howling Commandos montage in Captain America is pretty excellent.
It is.
But I don't know how many battles and sorties could they get through before you're like,
like a Band of Brothers thing.
Yeah, okay.
Malcolm McDowell is in it. That's his name. Donald McDowell.
Neil McDonough.
Donald McGlover. Yes.
Yeah, that's the one.
Sure. But you know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see a movie, like another Captain America movie set in World War II.
Uh-huh.
And this will never happen, but it'd be cool. You could bring in you could do a Wolverine Captain America movie. They're owned by different people. You couldn't do it.
You could absolutely
but
do it.
That would be super
we
cool.
We could do it in our minds. Let's do it now. Pretty good.
Mine wasn't very good.
Oh, that's a shame. Got to work on that imagination.
Yeah. This is actually from... Ravi, question for you guys.
Oh, it's Ravi again.
This
getting a lot of bloody letters in this week, aren't we, Ravi?
Ravi didn't do the first one.
I understand.
I'm going to find out who that is just quickly. Because sometimes I write down the email and then I forget to put the name in. And I don't know why, because I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not that bad, though, am I?
Well, we have good days and bad days.
Aki, A-K-I.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Aki, that first email.
Oh, sure.
All right. Thank you, Aki. This is from Ravi for real this time.
Okay, hey, Ravi.
Here's a question for you guys. Which show do you like better, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Smallville?
Well, there's been 9 seasons of Smallville.
Yes, and we watched them all.
We didn't. I liked a lot of elements of Smallville.
Sure.
I think the characters grew on me a lot. So maybe the characters in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will grow on me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think as we discussed, the Clark Kent proposes to Lois Lane in Smallville is probably the best
one. Oh, yeah, you love that, yeah.
He's the best one in any sort of media.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned,
cool.
That's pretty good.
Right.
Really, I like Smallville. I wouldn't go back and watch it. I'm not crazy. But I probably won't go back and watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. either.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is dead heat.
See, I would say I enjoy the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. more.
Okay.
Because I was off the thing pretty quickly.
Smallville
pretty quickly. Mm. But there you go. That could change. Because Smallville could get better over time. We might look back and go, that was genius.
Right.
We won't. Hey guys, me again.
Oh, Ravi.
I was thinking that we have a collective name for the listeners of the podcast. I suggest the Weekly Planeteers. If anyone has any suggestions, I'd love to hear them. And maybe we could get badges to identify fellow listeners. I'm not making them. So, I'd look, I'm all for giving the name of thing, but I don't want to. And I find like a lot of the time when they'll be like, man, our listeners are called the Wackadadoos or whatever. I don't know if I like people.
It's the Wackadadoos. Guys, you're the Wackadadoos. Thank you for that excellent suggestion, James.
Yeah. You know, do people, what do you think? Do people need a name or can people just do whatever?
I think we vote on it. Do you want to be weekly, do you want to be Weekly Planeteers or do you want to be Wackadadoos? You've done this. This is all on you.
I was against it, but I've made some. Yeah, okay. Right. So someone can put that on the Reddit, I guess. And people can vote. Uh-huh. Great. I'm the architect of my own destruction.
Absolutely, you are.
Cool. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Now, I meant to include this last week, so I apologize. I recently found out that I go to the same gym as Henry Cavill in London.
Oh, yes.
I just wanted to ask you guys if there's any particular queries you'd like to harass him with, specific, aka what workout advice has Amaso been dying to ask? Still the best, Chris.
Didn't we mention that last week?
We didn't. We talked about it before the show. I said, I'm going to ask you this question. And I forgot to include it.
Okay, yep.
Do you have any thoughts?
Just ask him how he gets totally shredded.
I was going to say, how does he
get... But do it while he's doing exercise. Like, he's clearly doing exercise at the time. Like, he's clearly doing the stuff that gets him totally shredded. Ask him how he gets totally shredded.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And ask him about that sweet V.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that? How do you get that?
How do you get that? Can we all get that? Going on there.
My understanding is you got to arrange some chemicals on a shelf.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then just wait for a good old storm.
Yeah. I have a question, though, that I genuinely want to know. Because he's working with Jeremy Irons in Batman v Superman.
Right.
I want to know, does Jeremy Irons really think that changing the gay marriage law does mean that now a man can marry their son for tax reasons? Does he really think that that's
right.
a thing? Now, if you go on the internet, there's a video where Jeremy Irons talks about that. And I don't think it's malicious. He's not. Doesn't seem to be against gay marriage. But
he's very confused.
Does he really think that's
right.
true?
Uh-huh, okay, yeah. All right, that's a good thing to ask. All right.
While he's working out. Yeah, while he's getting shredded.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Maybe the ideal time is when he's just about to start, when he's just finishing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or he's on his last bench press or whatever. It's it's the last one. Now, there's one I can't find an email. And somebody emailed in a while back, and it was when we were on that break. From our friendship, Mason.
Oh, sure, I remember that.
And we were talking about... It was going to wear a sign to a UK Comic Con.
Uh-huh.
At, a Weekly Planet sign. It was do you want me to do it? And I did. And I can't find the email. And he probably didn't because he's probably like, you son of a bitch, you never responded. So, yes. Unless that's already happened, in which case, still yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Probably missed it, but great, do it. Yeah.
So I apologize for that and then vaguely bringing it up right now. But that is, I think that's the show for this week. That's all the things that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, any thoughts? Final thoughts?
Pretty great.
Yes, it is. Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk for the themes.
Absolutely.
Thank you to those who vote on the Watch Mojo thing. I'm number 7 now, Mason.
Woo!
Yeah, I did it. Like, whatever. It's pretty good. But
do you get a prize for number 7?
I get $5,000.
Ah,
no, I don't get anything. But, you know, I did something more people might look at the things, I guess. Or whatever,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? Where could they find us, though, Mason?
Oh,
where could people find us?
They should find us at Weekly Planet Pod.
Yes.
At Gmail, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yes.
Which we didn't mention last week.
We didn't.
But which explains the far fewer emails we got this
sure,
week.
Yeah.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies. Tweet Mason about who would win between the Hulk and Superman.
Please do. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. You know, the letters really stress me out every week.
Great.
I usually leave it to the last minute as well, and then I get stressed when I read through them all, and then I'm like, I can't include that, and then I forget names. It's the worst. Maybe we should cut listener emails forever.
No,
we should not. Just joking. Let's not do that.
I really enjoy them.
I like our list of letters from the Wackadadoos.
The Wackadadoos. The Weekly Wackadadoos.
That's the show. Next week, I guess we'll talk Flash and probably Dracula Untold.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. I should watch that.
Yeah. Mm. You looking forward
should
to
I
it?
Watch that?
If you want.
Okay, great.
It's all right. It's fine.
Yeah, fantastic.
See Gone Girl, though, I would say. Yeah. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.